Oh, well, I don't know how that meal could have been any better.
Well, you could have paid for it.
Now, see, if I paid for it, it would have been a cheaper cut of meat and not everyone would have gotten a potato.
But nice guy that I am, I would be happy to do the dishes.
The dishwasher is broken.
What? Hey, Greg, how about a little help with these dishes, would you?
Sure, Jimmy. Put a little soap on a sponge and give it one of these.
Hey, how would everyone feel about going to church tomorrow?
All right. I'll help him.
I'm serious. I met this woman at the park who told me about this really great church she goes to.
Now, we don't have to shave our heads and marry a bunch of guys, do we? Because fool me once.
No, it's a regular church. I just thought that now that we have kids, it wouldn't be a bad idea to start going to church again.
Well, isn't that a little hypocritical? I mean, we didn't go to church before we had Sam. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to thrust a bunch of beliefs on our child instead
Who's
of letting...
Who's playing tomorrow?
Redskins, Cowboys.
I'll go to church.
Really?
I love church. I mean, you get to sing as loud as you want. They give you a little wine. It's kind of like God's karaoke bar, huh?
I haven't been to church since high school. Scott Thomas and I broke in, drank the sacramental wine, danced around on the altar. Then we went up into the choir loft and I should go to church.
You are going to love this church. It's very L.A. They have free childcare, valet parking. The organ player used to tour with Chaka Khan.
Hey, will you guys do what you want? I'm watching the game tomorrow.
Greg, no one's going to force you to go to church. You do what you think in your heart is right.
Well, this isn't fair. Last Sunday I woke up, I watched football, and I was a fine father. Now if I don't go to church, I'm this horrible person?
Greg, no one is saying that. Stay home and enjoy yourself. Sammy and I will go without you.
All right, fine. I'll tape the game and go to church.
I don't know what that poor guy's mother did to him, but God bless her, I could guilt him into anything.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I thought it was a really nice service.
Except when we were in the middle of singing that hymn and Jimmy yells second verse same as the first.
I was trying to get the crowd going, man. Some of those old ladies are phoning it in.
Oh, we better go pick up the kids.
Oh, you know what? When you go to pick up Sam, could you tell him that we're going to pick up our kids after the next service?
You're staying for another service?
No, we're going to Denny's.
See ya.
Come on, let's go meet the minister.
Oh, Kim, please don't make me meet the minister. That's how they suck you in. I just want to go home and watch the game.
It's on tape. It's not going to matter if you spend 5 minutes talking to the minister. Reverend, we just wanted to say hello. I'm Kim Warner, and this is my husband, Greg.
Hi, I'm Reverend Green. Thanks so much for coming. I don't think I've seen you here before.
Well, that's because we just moved here from D.C.
Ah, you're from Washington. Yeah, I just heard the Redskins won in overtime.
God! Bless you for the great news.
We just wanted to say it was a beautiful service. We have to go pick up our son in the nursery.
Ah, your parents. Yeah, one of our members runs a daddy's group in his home every Saturday.
Oh, that sounds great, but Saturdays are very busy.
What does this group do?
Well, we just we get together and talk and share experiences as husbands and fathers. We answer questions and help each other with emotional issues. And you know what? Bill's right there. Hold on one sec.
This sounds interesting, doesn't it?
What are you doing to me?
I was just telling Greg here about our daddy's group. He's thinking of joining.
Did you hear that, Kim? I'm thinking of joining.
Well, we would love to have you. I think everybody can learn to be a better husband and father. You won't believe how much you'll get out of it.
No, you won't believe how much I want to get out of it.
I think we owe it to our children. I mean, you can never be too good of a father, right?
Where do you live?
My address is right here in the bulletin. Hope to see you there.
Thanks, Bill. So, listen, if you want to stick around, we can slap some name tags on you. You can join us for the bean supper.
Oh, no, we better get our kid out of nursery. Right, honey?
Nice meeting you. Ow!
We're always looking for volunteers in the nursery.
Keep walking, just keep walking.
know, sometimes I think I get on your nerves the way I'm living in your house and mooching off of you. But now then you go and invite me to a hockey game. Thanks. That just, it means a lot to me. Yeah, watch it. Don't miss the turnoff. Hey, you missed it.
We're not going to a hockey game, Jimmy.
You're not going to kill me, are you?
Of course not. Don't be so dramatic. You're going with me to the daddy's group.
What? Oh, come on. I don't want to go to that.
We're going all right. I'm going to learn how to be a better father and husband, and you're going to learn how to keep your mouth shut when my wife says, "Who wants to go to church?"
Oh, man, you know, it's just going to be a bunch of guys sitting around in a circle whining about how daddy never played with them like a bunch of babies. You promised we'd go to a hockey game.
Fine, fine. If you really don't want to go, I'll drop you off at this bus stop.
Thank you. Hey, you're driving past the bus stop.
No.
Man, you lie about everything.
Glad you can make it.
God, they're all hugging each other.
I knew this was going to be touchy-feely.
Welcome to the daddy's group.
This is great.
I'm not sure I understand. I mean, we're just going to watch a little football till everyone gets here, and then we're going to talk about our feelings and stuff.
No, Greg, we're going to watch a little football till everyone gets here, then we're going to watch a little more football.
Hey, everyone, my name's Jimmy, and this is my brother-in-law, Duh.
Let's see, that's Tony Evans, okay. Jerry, Lou, and that's Neil Goldman. He's a Jew. He's here learning how men of other faiths deal with fatherhood issues.
Come on, guys! If they don't win by 2 touchdowns, my kid's not going to camp.
Hey, so, Bill, where's your wife and kids?
Oh, they're kind enough to leave on Saturday so the daddy's group can have a little privacy.
So this whole thing is a front?
It would be a front if this were the mafia.
It's just a bunch of guys hanging out watching football, huh?
I don't believe this. You guys are brilliant.
Well, we believe that being a dad and husband is very hard. And, hey, I mean, I love my wife, but there's a reason God was a single father.
Amen, Padre.
You know, at church, you guys should give a wink or something when you give that whole better father and husband speech. I almost drank paint to get out of coming here.
Greg, I didn't say anything that I don't believe. I think if we spend a few hours hanging out, relaxing, that we all go home better husbands and fathers.
This is amazing. I mean, we've been given a great gift, delivered to us by a man of the church. It's like a miracle.
Greg, please, it's not quite a miracle.
If Ohio State covers the spread, that would be a miracle. Well, I should get going. I gotta be in the house before the sun goes down.
Jewish holiday?
Jewish wife.
Oh, it's 7 o'clock. Oh, my God, I told Kim I'd be back by 4.
Hey, now calm down, Greg. Your wife called an hour ago, and I told her that we were going to be here a little longer than we had planned. And I reminded her, the more you put into this, the more you get out of it.
This is the greatest church ever.
Now, listen, I want you all to go home, give your wife and children a big kiss, and remember, next week the game starts at 10.
Next week?
Yeah, is there anything wrong?
It seems like a long time all the way to next week.
Hey, isn't there a big fight on Wednesday?
Yeah, my wife won't let me order it because of the kids. Sure, she lets them play video games where they blow each other's heads off, but if I let them watch a boxing match, suddenly I'm the great Santini.
Maybe we can watch it here.
What are we saying, a midweek meeting?
Well, it's just a suggestion. I mean, I don't want to overstep my bounds.
No, it's just that we never had one.
I say we go for it.
I don't know. We've always had just one meeting a week. How are we going to explain two?
Yeah, we might be pushing it.
Unless we tell our wives that we got 2 new guys in the group. They're both in great pain. One has food issues and the other is unable to perform sexually.
I'll take the food issues.
What a good bunch of guys, huh?
Oh, geniuses.
We should sign up to be in the men's choir. I'm guessing that's poker night.
All right, listen, let's get our story straight. What are you going to tell Kim?
Oh, my God, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's all right. Just make something up.
I don't lie to my wife.
Oh, come on. You've never lied to your wife?
No, and I'm not going to start now.
Well, it's not like they're always honest with us. Unless you actually believe you're the best she's ever had. Oh, my God. You do, don't you?
Look, I don't care what you tell Christine. I'm not lying to Kim.
I'm not going to lie to Christine. It's just when she asks me about it, I'm going to be a little vague, quickly change the subject 3 or 4 times, and then she'll forget all about it.
And that works for you?
Every time.
You know, Kim only had one serious boyfriend before me.
Man, you fell for everything, didn't you?
I don't think that there's anything more beautiful than a sleeping child.
Wait till you see them wipe themselves. That'll bring a tear to your eye.
I think this is the first time I've sat down all day.
You realize this is our life now. We feed him, we entertain him, we put him down for a nap. It's just one endless, boring loop of monotonous activity.
Oh, come on, it's Saturday night. Pizza night.
That's right, it's pizza night. Oh, I have a coupon from that place that has Chicago stuff. God, our lives are pathetic.
You know what's really pathetic? I've been looking forward to this since Thursday.
Hey, we're back!
Hi!
Hi!
So, tell me all about the daddy's group.
Oh, it was great. We talked and stuff. Hey, did you RSVP for your cousin's wedding? Because I checked beef, but I think I want fish.
Yeah, but I can call her tomorrow.
That'd be great. Hey, remember when we had that fish at that restaurant that was shaped like a boat? Where was that?
Ocean City.
Oh, yeah, you guys. That was a trip where I got caught up on the undertow, and I swallowed so much sand they had to pump my stomach. God, I'm hungry.
Oh, we're going to order pizza.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for? I saw a coupon on the fridge.
So, tell me about the daddy's group.
It was great. Hey, were we invited to that wedding? Because I didn't check off beef or fish either.
I checked fish for both of us.
Oh, great. Hey, can I borrow your car for work Monday? Mine's making a noise.
Sure, I'll bring yours into the shop.
Fantastic. Remember that time the VCR was making a noise and you thought someone was breaking into the house?
Yeah, that was weird.
God, you were tense that night. Want me to rub your back?
Wow. Thanks. So tell me more about the daddy's group.
Well, how can I say this? Well, I can honestly say that it wasn't what I expected.
Really? Well, what did you guys talk about?
Well, I kind of need to respect everyone's privacy, but I can truthfully say that I found out when 11 men huddle together, they can accomplish many goals.
That is so great. So are you going to go back?
Yeah. Actually, there's a special meeting this Wednesday.
Oh, how come?
Well, there's some heavyweight issues to be decided. And we're not coming home till there's a clear decision.
Nice. I was just checking out my wife's ass. Okay, Reverend, I've had this idea for a couple years now, but I'm just going to give it to you. Free. It's yours.
I'm listening.
Okay, so you know how everyone's so diet conscious nowadays, you know, especially in L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Low-fat communion wafers.
You're kidding, right?
No, and I already came up with a brand name for it. I can't believe it's not our savior.
Fight's about to start.
Oh, good.
I've been waiting for this all week.
All right, let's go, boys.
Let's go.
Go.
Get up. Get up. Get up!
It's over. Can't believe it's over.
So what do you guys want to do now?
Well, I guess we could all just go home.
No. I don't want to go home. My wife is there.
Yeah, well, what should we do then?
What else is on?
Hey, Reverend, could you get that for me?
Sure.
Thanks.
Better not be one of those Jehovah's Witnesses.
What's this?
Ice fishing.
They show this on TV.
You're just a bunch of guys sitting around watching a hole in the ice.
What a bunch of losers.
Was that a nibble?
Greg, it's your wife.
Oh, my God, what is he doing here?
You give yourself up if you have to, but don't betray the group.
Reverend. Reverend, you're hurting me.
Just as long as you understand.
Honey, what are you doing here?
You took the car with a car seat. I need your keys.
Oh, sorry. Here, take it easy. Drive safely.
Wait! How's it going?
Fine.
Well, are you guys getting into some serious issues?
Yeah. Everyone's opening up. I really gotta go. It's my turn to talk.
Oh, what are you gonna talk about?
I'm gonna talk about our wedding. About how I felt on our wedding day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Go, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Greg?
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you for doing this.
I don't really think you really should.
No. You went into this because I wanted you to, and you embraced it with an open heart. It means so much to me. I married a good man.
Thank you. Oh, my God, I'm going to hell.
Now, calm down, son. I know you're feeling a little guilty right now, but I think it's important that we stay focused on the bigger question. Do you think she bought it?
Of course she bought it, because I've never lied to her before. She believes in me because she's an honest, decent person, unlike myself. I hope there's cable TV in hell, because that's where we're all going.
Stop making such a big deal out of this.
Oh, come on. Why can't we share our feelings a little so I don't feel like we're lying so much?
Okay, you want me to share my feelings? You're driving me nuts. Anybody else want a beer?
I'll take one.
Me too.
Come on, everybody. Let me talk a little bit about my wedding so I don't feel like I'm lying.
I don't know what you feel so bad about. It's not like we're having affairs. We're just watching a little TV.
Yeah, maybe we don't need to open up and share our feelings.
Just because women need to open up doesn't mean that we do. All guys need to do is just sometimes go off and be guys.
Yeah, but it's not like we're totally insensitive human beings. I mean, we have feelings.
Yeah, we just don't always have to tell everyone about them.
Yeah, because no one really cares. I mean, who wants to hear some guy blabber about how sometimes late at night he feels a little scared or a little vulnerable?
You feel vulnerable?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I never feel vulnerable. I'm not a stone, but... You know, sometimes when you're lying in bed at night playing the what-if game in your head, you know, what if something happens to my wife? What if something happens to my kids?
What if something happens to you and you can't take care of your family?
Oh, I hate that one. Picture yourself lying there in that hospital bed, and you see that look in your wife and kids' eyes that the whole world is crashing down.
And, of course, you can't tell them you have these thoughts because everyone knows Daddy's supposed to be Superman.
Yeah, they tell you they want you to be sensitive, but the moment you show that you're just as scared of your own mortality or even a bug, well, suddenly you're a wimp.
Oh, that is so true. I hate bugs. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. A big hairy bug is a big hairy bug.
And when did they get to be the only ones who gets to be sensitive about their looks?
Right.
God forbid I ever mention that she's a little heavy, but anytime she wants to make jokes about my love handles, look, I know I put on a little weight.
And I bawl. And all she can say is, why are you so sensitive about it? I'd like to see her wake up one morning with no eyebrows, so that would be a tragedy.
It's just good to know that you're not the only guy in the world who sometimes feels like he's running as fast as he can, and still, it's just not good enough.
You are not alone, buddy.
I love my family, but I'm not Superman.
Hey, you don't have to be. Not here, not with us.
Ah, what the hell? Come on!
What's going on?
Nothing, we were just talking.
Why were you guys hugging?
I'll be in my room.
I should get going, too.
Tony, are you crying?
Don't look at me!
I'll see you next week!
Actually, maybe it's best if we, take a break for a few months.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds best.
What did you do?
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
You sure it's okay if we don't go to church with you guys?
Nah. We'll miss you in heaven, but let's be honest, you never really had much of a shot anyway.
Oh, that's true. So you're cool with me not going to church?
Yeah, I know you'd rather watch football anyway.
Well, we won't be total heathens. We will be rooting for the Saints.
At least to cover the spread.
All right, well, you guys have a good time. We'll see you when we get home.
Which may not be till late in the afternoon, because we'll probably swing by the mall after church.
Well, we'll probably miss you. Hey, can you believe this? I mean, we lie to our wives. We use the church as a cover. We're breaking commandments left and right, and this is how we're punished. A free Sunday to watch football.
This goes to show you the bumper stickers are true. God is a Redskins fan. What is that?
Oh, this is not right. Well, the cable went out.
We should probably go to church.
I'll get my tie.